Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is another incredible day. Today is a great day to be great in the world today. It's been an interesting day for us at Punch TV Studios today. We have been running all over town trying to position the company to do the next great thing. And I'm telling you today, it's been kind of a challenge. And I've got to tell you something. Tonight, I'm a little tired. I'm like a little, really, really a little tired. I started today like at 4:30 this morning. And boy, it's been just nonstop all day long. So, but it's been a very, 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 very good day. We got our lovely co-host on the line here. Sharifa, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling excellent. See, I have the energy. You're tired, but I got the energy for both of us. I'm going to rock the show. We're going to have a great show. We have people calling in. We already have the lines blowing up. So if we have callers on the line who want to join the discussion, if you have a question, a comment on Punch TV, what's going on, please press 1. We would love to have you join the conversation. So what are we discussing today?
So what we're going to discuss today, as most people know, that Punch TV Studios is, we're in our IPO. And being in the IPO, it means that we're selling stock in our company for the first time to the public. We have been qualified by the Securities Exchange Commission, which is a arm of the United States government, to be able to sell stock in the company. And so, but today I think we should talk about what happens. So I think that's where we should talk tonight, because what's going to happen is, and I'm really happy right now. I got to tell you, I'm really, really happy, because in the next few days, we have over 1,000 stock certificates going out to investors. So that's really exciting. So that anybody who is an investor and you became an investor early on, you're going to be, you know, within the last, not the last month or two, but before the last month or two, you more likely will receive your stock certificate. And so that's like really, 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 really cool. You know, and so the people will have their stock certificate. It's going to be in your hands. You'll be able to touch and feel it, but that's not all that happens with the stock certificates. And I think that tonight we're going to talk about what's next when it comes to understanding the stock certificate. So when you invest in Punch TV Studios, you are investing and you're becoming a part owner of the company. As evidence of your ownership, you actually get two documents. One is a subscription agreement, and the other is a subscription agreement, and the other document that you get is your stock certificate. So what people don't know is that the subscription agreement is a very powerful agreement. It initially binds you to the company, and what people don't know is that you're going to get your stock certificate, and the stock certificate is your evidence of proof. So what do I do with the stock certificate once I have it? You know, what do I do with that stock certificate? So I got a stock certificate. What's supposed to happen with the stock certificate? What does it mean? Where does it go? What's supposed to happen? And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. So what's supposed to happen is you're going to get your stock certificate in the mail. The stock certificate comes from the transfer agent. Because what happens is once you receive your stock certificate, and for the most part, you're out of the hands of the company. Which means that, you know, the company, like when you get ready to cash in your stock certificate, you don't cash it in with the company. You actually now have to take your stock certificate when the time comes, and I want to make sure I say that, when the time comes and you're going to deposit your stock certificate into the broker-dealer. And a broker-dealer is somebody like E-Trade or Charles Schwab or Ameritrade or Fidelity Investments or something like that. And when you're going to deposit your stock certificate into what is known as your trading account. And so what we're going to do, what's going to happen next at Punch is when you deposit your stock certificate, whatever the stock is trading for on that day, that's what the value of your stock certificate is going to be worth. So you're going to take your stock certificate, you're going to deposit it, because a lot of people ask me, do I hang on to the stock certificate? And do I hang on to the stock certificate? Do I hang on to the stock certificate until I need cash? Or what do I do with the stock certificate? How do we do something with the stock certificate? What do? Do I take it back to the company and sell it? Do I sell it to my partner next door? Do I sell it to my friends? What do we do with that? You know, what do we do with the stock certificate? So one of the things you want to know is that when you deposit your stock certificate, you get to set the price that you want to sell your stock for. And when you deposit your stock certificate, you could decide not to sell your stock so you would not set a price for the stock, or you could decide to sell your stock and you would set a price for your stock. And that's just like really, really important to know. So what's going to happen is after we close the IPO out and the stock offering closes, which means that theoretically the IPO is closed, you won't be able to buy the stock anymore for $1 a share, then we're going to have a shareholders meeting. And at the shareholders meeting, we're going to make this particular meeting, it's going to be a real power-packed meeting, and it's going to be a lot of education done at the meeting because we have a lot of first-time investors. So it's going to be a lot of education done at the meeting. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the meeting so that our investors would really understand and really get into what they're going to do. Then after the meeting, you will take your stock certificate and you will deposit it into your broker-dealer. And that's just like important to know, because that's how you're going to be able to be in the position to liquidate your stuff. Now, when you deposit your stock certificate into the broker-dealer, you don't have to sell your stock. You could sell it, you could not sell it. But you want to set a very nice sales price, and you can set your sales price at whatever price you want. I mean, you're able to set the sales price at whatever price you want. And that's how when we come out and we begin trading, we can have sales prices that range high or low or whatever, but whatever the lowest sales price is, that's what everybody's stock is going to be. But if everybody's stock is at a high sales price, then that's what everybody's sell price is going to be. So that's one of the interesting things to know about what we're doing here. And so that's so important, and I think that that's just something that people would want to know and would want to understand the power of what we're into, what you've bought into. So because this is an IPO, you get to participate in the direction of the company. You get to vote on the things that the company is doing or not doing. You get to be a part of that entire process. And in being part of that entire process, it's like very, very powerful. It's just so powerful. And that's what makes this so good. So we're going to talk about the next steps, you know, because we're right now, everybody is focused on the IPO, and that's really great. But we've already now, my team and I, we've already now begin planning for the stockholders meeting. We've already started the planning process for the stockholders meeting, because we want to make sure that our stockholders are ready. We want to make sure that our stockholders are educated on the process. We want to make sure that our stockholders understand what they've done and what we are doing and the power that lies in what we've done. So that's like so wonderful and so special. So, Sharifa, what do you think about the next steps?
I think the next steps are amazing. I think that's awesome, and I love the way that every step of the way you're explaining it so that everyone has a clear idea and a clear understanding of what's going on. Because for so many people, this is all new. This is uncharted territory, so they need someone who can explain the process. So I think the next step is amazing. I'm excited to receive my stock certificate in the mail. I'm excited to move forward. I'm excited to start the planning phase of the stockholders meeting and actually go to the stockholders meeting and set my...
Right. That's so important. It's so important. Now, when you get to the stockholders meeting, the company is going to suggest some things to the shareholder body, and hopefully the shareholder body will adopt what the company is saying, and we do this as a unit, and we do it as a group. And I think it's going to be absolutely amazing, and I think it's going to be absolutely phenomenal to see this take place. I think that both of those are just, it's just going to be awesome, you know, completely and totally awesome. And I've been to stockholders meetings before, and I've seen the things that go on and that happen at the stockholders meeting, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing, because it's like when you get your stock certificate and you are investing in an IPO, you're now a part of a very exclusive club of people who participate in these kinds of things. I mean, you join a whole new club of people, a whole new echelon of people who, it takes you to another level. It takes you to another level in understanding the financial world. You now become a part of Wall Street, which so many of us have been left out of. You now become a part of the power brokers that help broker things, that help broker and finance deals all over the world. This is how this is done all over the world. And being a part of this, you get to grow with our company, and you get to see and be a part of your wealth growing and your wealth building. And that's what makes this so exciting. And it's just amazing to see how many people now want to change their lives. They want to be a part of something. They want to move into the next echelon. And this club of IPO investors is so exclusive. It's exclusive and it's elusive. So I really hope that the people who listen to this and they're hearing this radio show, that I hope they understand how this is so exclusive. It's such an exclusive club who gets to participate in these types of things. And it's so elusive, meaning that it'll come and go before you even blink. And it's like a vapor in the air. It's boom, it's there, and it's gone in a minute. You know, it's like steam in the air. It's there, and it's gone. That's how elusive what we have created at Punch TV Studios is, especially in the urban community, and that's what makes this so awesome. So before we go to break right now, I want to tell everybody, I want you to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And when you visit our website, click on the Invest Now button and take a look at some of the things that we're doing and that we're proposing for you. You can also call our office and ask for investor relations in our office. And our telephone number in the office is 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, and we are back, and, you know, we have been a wonderful sponsor with us right now, Nabuki, and we want to tell everybody you ought to Nabuki, Nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com. Sharifa, have a question.
I'm Nabuki.
Did you
Nabuki,
Nabuki
I know
today?
Your answer. I'm Nabuki a couple of times.
You Nabuki
a couple
of times?
I got a Nabuki to keep my job. That's what you got to do. You got to Nabuki. You don't have a job anymore. You work at Punch, you're Nabuki. That's what you do.
You're Nabuki. That's right. You Nabuki. Okay, cool. So we have a caller on the line. I guess our caller has a question. So let's hear from our caller right now.
Okay, we're going to take our caller. We have quite a few people on the line. If you do have a question or a comment for the show or just want to join the conversation, show your support, please press 1. That way we'll know you're not just listening in, but you'd actually like to speak in the conversation. But we have a special guest, Mr. Love, D.L., Damien. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes,
sir,
we can.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Good evening.
You're doing good. Do you hear somebody talking, Sharifa?
I hear voices.
I hear voices, too. I don't know. I hear anything. I think they're supposed to be
can you hear me?
Damien Love. Can we hear Damien? Damien, do we hear you? Can we hear you? No, we just messing with you, man. Yeah, we hear you.
Well,
how are you doing
good
tonight?
To be here. I'm doing great. Good to be here. Good to hear all the good stuff you guys have going on with Punch TV. And
nice.
Excited. A lot of good stuff.
Nice. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Yes. I appreciate the invite.
You're welcome.
What are we going to
talk about
tonight?
I was going to say it one time.
I said, let's rock and roll.
Oh, okay, cool. Did you have any specific questions you wanted to ask?
You know what? I don't have a lot of questions, like right this current time. I mean, the biggest thing for me is the opportunity for young talent to have an opportunity, and also the community to have an opportunity to participate in this huge historical event. And that's what I'm really excited about.
It is definitely historical, and we are definitely reaching out to the community and giving this opportunity to the community for them to be a part of this movement. And it's just completely and totally awesome.
Now, have you ever tell us a little bit about you. What do you do for a living? What do you do?
I'm out of Sacramento, California. Been in Hollywood for over a decade, doing coaching for actors, models, musicians, and athletes. Consulting from beginners all the way up to celebrity clientele, and also producers and stuff like that. And currently working on things and introducing to talent about social brand marketing and media, because I think that's definitely a direction that everything's going. 2020, it's going to be really awesome. So I've been really delving into that and really focusing on helping as many talent to get to places like Punch TV as quickly as possible.
Oh, cool. Great. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, as a talent coach, what's one of the biggest challenges that you find working with talent?
That's a great question. The biggest challenge with talent is them actually believing in themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's funny you ask that, because I was just, going through some notes and some conversations I'm having with talent. And over the years, it's been like really believing in themselves and also taking action on what they believe in. A lot of people come and say, hey, I really want to be a part of the industry. I really want to be a superstar. I want to be an actor. I want to be a model. I want to do this. I want to do that. But then when it comes down to it, it's like it's almost like they get shell-shocked to actually take the actions and the activity that's necessary to take it to that level. I deal with a lot of, talent across the country and also internationally. And, the first thing they're like, so what do I do? And I'm like, go to work, but definitely putting your foot forward is one of the toughest things that talent have. And then after putting that foot forward, how to have longevity with those steps forward.
Right. Pretty cool. Now, how can people reach you if they want to get help from you in their acting skills, or they need help from what they're doing? Do you have a website, phone number, something people can reach you at?
Yeah, they can reach me directly on my direct work lines, area code 424-243-5236. And I'm actually making a transition for some things, so I'm using an app right now to get with me directly, and that's actually on wowapp.com, and that's wowapp.com/W/ Damian Love. And that's my name is spelled Damian, last name Love, L-O-V-E.
Nice.
I use that.
That's an easy name to remember. I could even remember that name if I didn't just forget it.
That's
but
good.
I could remember Damian Love.
I hope so, man. I hope so.
Damian Love.
I just like
coach to the stars. Damian Love.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Damian.
Thank you, Damian, for joining the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate all that you guys are doing. I've been kind of watching and everything, and
looking
forward to what's coming, for sure. And any way I can support to, continue to do that. I'm actually on the app that I'm on right now. I just let them know that it's live, so they all have the link right now. And then, I have my Facebook page, facebook.com/ Damian Love.
You ought to be part of our show and give an acting tip on Thursday. Thursday night should be acting tip night, and if we have like an acting coach
that
could be on our show, on Thursday nights we do acting tips. We can give all the actors tips on how to get a job in Hollywood. That's what we need. We need it. Because, see, I'm trying to be an actor. I'm just an actor caught up in a CEO's job, But I've been pressing to become a great acting talent, but somehow I can't seem to cross over. So we ought to have talent night Thursdays with Damian Love. What do you think about that for a couple of weeks? You ought to do that with us for a couple of weeks.
Hey, we can make that happen. Let's do it.
All right, cool. I like that. Let's do that. So if you're an actor, we're going to be featuring Damian Love on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock, so that he can give us an acting tip or two so that we can be prepared for the next acting job, which I think is awesome. We want you to be ready. We want you to get the job. And so people need some tips, and you can go to his website. You can hit him up, you know, DamianLove.com. He's a guy that needs a lot of love. He's got a lot of love to give. He came from a big loving family. And he's on with Punch TV tonight. So, all right, cool. Thanks for joining us, Damian. We'll see you Thursday at 6 o'clock. How about that? I just will put you on the spot. Thursday night, 6 o'clock. It's your show. We're going to get some action to Damian Love.
I'm down for that.
Damian wanted a job.
Well, I just gave it to him. You know, he said sometimes you just got to be ready when opportunity knocks. So he going to do that.
Yeah,
first. I think people.
That's what happened to me. That's why I'm here.
And here's my first tip. How about this? I'm going to give my first tip out then.
Okay.
Okay.
You should save it for Thursday.
No. This is. I got to give them a little something. You know, something to think about. You know, because now they can have something.
That's right.
Okay.
They
got to
get
something. Go ahead, DL.
Oh, if you're ready and you're prepared, you never have to get ready.
That's right.
So like when you put me on
the
spot. Yeah, when you put me on the spot or anybody's like, you know, this is like for an actor, model, whatever. Somebody says, hey, can you sing? And they want you to sing. Hey, can you act? Do a monologue. Hey, are you this? I want to see what you can do. Yeah, you're saying, are you a coach? Okay, so you got a show on Thursday. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Okay, good. That's how we do it. I like that.
All right.
Yeah,
and stay ready. You ain't got to get ready. That's what you just said.
Yeah, you stay ready.
You
ain't got to get ready.
You ain't got
you know
to
what
get
mean?
Ready. Hey,
you ain't got to get
deal.
Ready
because
you're already ready. You understand what I'm saying? You got to
stay
be ready,
ready
to be ready. You understand?
Exactly.
We don't be here all night, and we don't
okay,
have
we're gonna
all,
be
night.
All night.
Thank
okay.
you,
so let's say
for
thank you so
in.
Much. We'll talk to you Thursday, 6 o'clock. We're going to get acting tips from the love man. He's the love man.
Love
all right, so who we got next on the line here, Sheba?
We have Jackie has
thank
a
you.
Question
Jackie.
For you.
She has a question for me? Okay.
She has a question. I can't tell you, but Jackie, are you with us, Jackie?
Okay.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. So I did buy some shares already, and so question is, with the pre-IPO of the shares that you're selling, when you do launch, what are some of the plans and ideas that you have for the use of the monies that you're raising at this time?
I'm going to Bermuda. I'm going to pocket it off.
You go stare, Jackie. Jackie, he's kidding. He's playing. We at the airport right now, but he's playing.
We sitting at the airport.
Ready to roll.
Yeah, waiting on the check to clear. No, just kidding. No, we are projected to do $500 million to $1 billion in revenue by year three. So when we close out the IPO, one of the first things that we're going to do is we're going to begin building the proper team, which we've already kind of started, just begin to identify the types of projects that we want to do that we can license and syndicate, you know, movies and television shows that we can license and syndicate to other TV stations all over the world. And so we really have grand plans for the company. So over the next 3 years, what we're going to do with your investment dollars is that we're going to produce, my objective for the company is to produce 300 new movies and television shows over the next 3 years. So we're going to be on a very aggressive schedule and generate roughly $500 million to $1 billion in annual revenue so that all of our shareholders can really prosper from being a part of the company and being a part of the IPO. And so that's the direction. And then after we achieve that goal, we're going to look into, while we're achieving that goal, we're going to look into expanding the television network and really work to become fully distributed into, I think right now we are in about 10 million homes, give or take, right now with our TV network. But we are going to work to build our TV network up so that we're in at least 60 or 70 million homes
every day for people to watch our TV network. So the money you're investing, we're really going to put that money to work and really do some great things to show a great return to our initial investors. We're really going to do some phenomenal things. The object of the company is to make movies about people's lives that ordinarily would never be told. And so in being able to make movies about people's lives, your funds are going to help us achieve that objective, but we're going to do it in a fiscally – it's not just about art. We love art, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. We want to do beautiful movies and beautiful pictures, but it also has to make money. And so we're going to bring in our stars and the people that work with us and the people that are around us to be a part of our amazing movies that we can generate significant revenues for our shareholders. That's
okay.
What we're going to do.
Thank you very much for taking the time to answer.
No, that's my pleasure. This is what I do. You're in the punch bowl tonight, Jackie, and this is what I do.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens, and I'm glad to be a part of
thank you.
The groundwork, the foundation of the building of the company.
Thank you. Now, you can help, too, because, you know, if you're a shareholder, this means this is your company. You own part of this company, too, now. So we're going to put everybody to work, especially all of our shareholders. You need to be a part of Nabuki and tell your friends to join Nabuki, too, and just spread the word about Punch Nabuki, NABUKIE.com, Nabuki.com. And it's a wonderful social media site. People can follow us on Nabuki. And so, you know, Jackie, tell me, what part of the country are you in? What city and state are you in?
I live in Corona, in California.
Oh, Corona, California. Nice. Wonderful. All right. I love Corona.
Yeah. We'll be nearby for a shareholder meeting.
Oh, yeah. You won't even be far. That's absolutely great. Well, thanks for calling in tonight. And I guess we're going to see you at the shareholders meeting, Jackie. And thank you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back. I think we have, I want to say the name is Zaya on the line. Zaya. I think we're going to go to Zaya.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, PunchTVStudios.com. We want everybody to Nabuki. You should Nabuki. I'm Nabuki. Do you Nabuki? So I guess we have another caller on the line tonight, I guess. Am I right? And this is such a special name. And I don't know if it's spelled right, but I hear Zaya. Is it Zaya? We have Zaya on the line.
It's actually Zaya.
Is it Zaya?
Zaya. Daya.
Daya with a D?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I like Daya. Now, she wrote that down. I could have read that because what she wrote down, I don't know. I thought it said Jaya. Yeah, I was giving you a whole new name.
I know.
It's Zaya from Nabuki.
Yeah. That's Daya.
Okay, Dea, good evening. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, Dea. How you feel tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What do you do? What do you do?
I am a screenwriter and a producer as well. That's what I do.
Oh, music producer, TV producer?
TV. I'm looking to, I'm in the process of, in development of my first short film. And
oh,
I write material for TV and thanks for TV and for film.
Nice.
I was really curious. I was listening in on the conversation. I was listening in on the conversations, what you guys are talking about. I think it's a really good system.
Thank you.
I'm actually, I was looking for more information as far as investing in. Now, when I talk to a person that in becoming a shareholder, I believe it's a certain amount that was told to me when I had someone to actually call me, which was 250, I believe. Is that just for, because the only way for, I thought that you guys would look at the shareholders' materials more first before if anybody submitted. So that was one of the things that was kind of interesting.
Say it one more time, because I didn't understand the last part of what you said.
What interests me was the fact that you guys were taking more consideration as far as material to review.
Yes.
First, before anybody else pretty much submit. And that was the thing that kind of caught my eye.
Right, 100%. Are you saying, let me just make sure, what you're saying is, what is our thing is that our investors will have an opportunity to pitch their shows and movie ideas and have access to our capital first. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Right, that's 100% correct.
So I was more interested as far as the TV shows, and I looked on your website online. You had a few that was actually coming out,
that's correct.
I understand what kind of market that you're coming out with, but what I really wanted to know was, like, when is a few things. When is the deadline initially when it closes out for the IPO? Because that was a big thing, was one of that, because I'm very interested, but I wanted to know in particular about that.
Sure.
I did get my answer question, like, you know, from the other person who was talking online with that. But when is that IPO closing out?
We're going to officially close, at least right now, we're going to officially close on April 3rd. 2017.
Okay.
That's going to be official close. The official close date is going to be April 3rd, 2017. However, we could end up closing at any time. What's kind of happening right now is a lot of major investors, and when I'm saying major investors, I mean people that are investing thousands of dollars right now, are beginning to start investing in the company. And you know, it's certainly wonderful to see and to see it come together like this. And so we could end up closing a lot sooner than April 3rd, but officially we are planning to close on April 3rd, 2017. But with the level at which people are investing right now, and people are investing in the thousands of dollars, it could go quicker. And so that's one of the things to think about. And then after that, you know, you would have to – you know, I hope the stock is never going to be a dollar again. You know, then we'll close the IPO, and then we're going to go to the shareholders meeting. And at the shareholders meeting, it's going to be a wonderful, a power-packed meeting for all of our shareholders. And at that meeting, you know, we're going to start planning and showing our shareholders the next phase of growth and what we're going to do. And then a couple weeks after that meeting, we should begin trading. And we hope to open at a very nice opening price, just so that people know. Right now, we've already more than met the qualifications to trade on the QB. So the basic qualifications to trade on the QB, we have more than met that so far. But we hope to, at the opening, when we begin trading, we hope to open trading on NASDAQ, and that's what we're going to apply for. And as soon as we get a little closer to the close, we're going to start applying to trade on NASDAQ. And so that's going to be really exciting for us and for the company. And I think that's really, really awesome. Yeah, I do. I think it's awesome. Did that answer your question?
It does. The other one is that if I was to become a shareholder,
yes.
How do you differentiate as far as in taking new content? Because on your website, you don't have a lot of new, you have some show that's up there, but there's not a lot. So are you initially looking at that as far as when content is created, initially, you know, become a shareholder, and let's say I pitch my show to you guys and you guys like it, is it a, I'm not saying it's like a guarantee or anything, but it is something as far as that would be considered with that, and what's the duration of time?
You know, sometimes it takes time to develop shows because we don't know your skill level of actually producing the show. You know what I mean? So we don't know. I mean, if you've never produced a show before from Ship, and if you've never produced a commercial product before, we would certainly put you with a more experienced producer. Initially, right as we close out the IPO, we're going to start taking submissions so that when we go into the shareholders meeting, we're going to introduce the new shows that we have in line to be shot and to be worked on. So we'll be doing that slightly. I mean, that's one of the most immediate things that we're going to do after we close the IPO. That's how that's kind of going to happen. We know who our shareholders are. I mean, we know who they are. It's not like somebody could come in and say, "Oh, I'm a shareholder." We could run the report and we can see if you're a shareholder or not. So it's just, you know, so that's not like really a difficult thing to discover, right? So that's kind of how that's kind of going to go.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Those are some of the questions that I initially had with it because I wanted to know initially a little bit more.
Well, that's why we're doing this radio show. I'm doing this show so I can answer your questions. I've been waiting on you all night long, and you just got here, Dale.
I know. I went to your website. I asked the person on the question on the chat thing, and they said, "Go to the web show. Go to the radio show." Okay.
Well, here you are, and you got me. And maybe that's why I told you to go to the radio show because then you can hear it directly from the. I don't want to think of myself as a horse, but from the horse's mouth, usually. So I think that's kind of how they kind of how they want to put it. So you happy you got all your questions answered?
Yes, they did, and the other person, too. I know at least now where you guys are going, and I usually like to make a full-form decision just by research everything, so I was making sure I was looking into what the IPO and everything
and
what you guys are
offering.
What
city and state are you in? What city and state are you calling from?
I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm in California.
You're in Northern. Okay, cool. You're in Northern California.
Southern California. I'm in Los Angeles.
Southern California. Okay, cool. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, that's great. That's great. And how did you hear about it, if I can ask?
I actually heard about you guys going about, like, in the last few months. I saw you on Facebook for some reason. I saw you on Facebook, and then I'm part of your group online, but that's just how it's social media I found you guys through.
Oh,
and then
cool, wonderful.
It went from there.
Nice. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Dale, thank you for joining us here in the Punch Bowl tonight. We're going to take another caller. And I'm just having a wonderful, lovely time tonight. Sharifa, how about you?
I'm having fun tonight. This is a great show tonight. The calls, the lines are blowing up. I mean, I can't even go on being excited because we got another caller on the line. We have Joe. Joe, are you on the line with us? Joe, you got a lot of background on.
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, man. Hey, you know, I want to warn you, all right? So, I told a lot of my friends, like, you know, get on the call. You know, I'm going to get real. I'm going to ask some really, really personal questions, you know. And the only reason why is because I know you and you know me, and the majority of the conversations that we have are unspoken, you know. So
okay.
We kind of like, you know, we understand each other. We don't have to, like, talk much to have conversations. but it's going to be really, really deep, you know. it's going to be really, really deep.
I got a shovel. I can do deep.
All right, cool. I just want to say, like, I think it's a great idea that you're doing a punch bowl, you know, to allow people to actually be able to call and actually talk to the owner, you know, CEO of the company, because there's not too many companies that'll do that. Like, when have you ever heard about the owner of Wells Fargo? You know, God bless Wells Fargo. So, you know, by the way, like, when have you ever heard of any, you know, Fortune 500 or 100 company CEO opening up to the community or the public to allow them to talk to them? So I think that's a wonderful thing, you know.
I think so.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's great. My question is, you know, coming from where you are to where you used to be to where you are now, and
right.
you know, going through all the hardships and the things that you went through to get to where you are, for a lot of entrepreneurs out there, because I hear them, you know, on the radio, and you can be mature in age and be a young entrepreneur, and you can be, you know, young in age and be a young entrepreneur. So for us who are entrepreneurs trying to get to the level that you on, what keeps you motivated to keep going and pursuing these goals and dreams that you have?
Well, now, that's a very good question. Let me see. What keeps me motivated? I got some gin and juice, some
I'm done.
I know, you know, I honestly.
You get us all in trouble.
Honestly, I just really believe in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe in my spirit and in my soul that what I'm doing is what God gave me to do. It's one of the things that I was born to do. I was born to do a lot of things, but this certainly is one of those things that I was born to do. And
mm-hmm.
and really, I'm just really walking in vision. And I'm walking in purpose, and this is my purpose, and this is my vision. And I've actually been in television in some form or another since I was 14 years old. I've been in some form of either theater or making movies in the backyard in my mama's house or some other kinds of things like that since I was 13 years old, 14 years old. And I just love what I do. I mean, this is what I really love to do. And I enjoy it.
That's good.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. This is not really like work to me, although some days it's not really work, but this is not really like work. To me, I'm getting to do what I really, really enjoy doing, and I think with any entrepreneur, you got to find your passion, you know, and then just execute your passion, and you'll be surprised with things that'll happen and kind of come to you. You know, I don't do what I do
really
for money. Like a lot of people that, you know, I want to make money. I don't do what I do for money. I do what I do because I really love what I do. And then the money kind of finds me. And that's kind of my thought on it. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah, I've always heard, like, once you find something that you love to do, pursue it and figure out a way to, you know, monetize that. You know, so
yeah.
I think that's really, really great that. You know, you have the opportunity to do something that you love and monetize it at the same time to where it doesn't feel like work. It actually feels like, you know, you're getting paid to do a hobby or whatever.
Well, there are some days when it's really work. You know, there are some days when it's really work. But then, you know, I enjoy the process and it took a long time to get to here. And that's the part that a lot of people don't know. It took a long time to get to here, almost, you know, I started thinking about this, about 30 years ago. So 30 years ago, so now it took that to get to here with all the ups and downs, all of the starts and the failures. But even with every failure, I picked myself up and started again. Yeah.
That makes sense. So I'm a really, really firm believer that, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are as well, that you know, the definition of being crazy or insane is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results, you know?
Right.
So if it's one thing or one piece of advice that you wish somebody would have told you 30 years ago that you can tell, you know, us as young entrepreneurs now, what would that piece of advice be?
There would be only, I would have to say, there would be one thing that I would tell entrepreneurs that if I had to do it all over, you know, this is what I would probably do different. I would do two things really, really different if I had to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I would do is that I would use other people's money. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
just what I would do. I would take my money and use my money to raise money to see. And if other people were not willing to invest in my idea, I don't
mm-hmm.
know if I would have, you know, I don't know if it's, if looking back now, if it's a viable idea. Because if you have the right idea, people should be willing
mm-hmm.
to invest in your idea, and then you share the profits of
yeah.
that
leverage.
Idea, and you know, you kind of leverage that idea, and you share the profits, and actually you can make more money sharing your company, in my
yeah.
opinion, than you can trying to hold on to it by yourself. That's definitely one of the top things that I would have done different. The other
yeah.
thing that I would have done much different than looking back on it, than what I would do today, is that I would have really understood my business better. You know, I would have really understood. Like, now I know this. This is like the back of my hands. I can do this day and night. I can make a movie just out of nothing or whatever. But then when I was learning, you know, I didn't know a lot of things. And that's what happened when you're an entrepreneur. You there's kind of a learning curve. And then you just kind of learn and you go as you learn. Yep.
Yeah. That makes sense. I really appreciate that. I got one more question, because I got a meeting to get into. Is that all right? One more question.
Yeah, one more.
So I know a lot of people, including myself and a lot of entrepreneurs out there, they look at things and they say, wow, you know, like this is really, really difficult. Not knowing if it is or isn't, because they haven't tried it yet. You know, so how do you feel you know, just briefly, like on a scale of 1 to 10, when you feel like you have a task that you need to accomplish and you look at that task and you say, wow, this is really, really difficult, and you go through the task and you look back after you completed it, after you tried it, after you went through it, and you say, you know what, that wasn't so bad. On a scale of like 1 to 10, how many times do you think that's happened to you?
1,000.
1,000?
I have that. That happens 1,000 times. I'm telling you that right there happens often. There's many challenges. I mean, we are the only African American company in America doing an IPO.
Yeah.
That process of that is a very difficult task.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they say, oh, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. But
yeah.
it's very difficult. And living that experience, just that one experience, it's a lot of things I didn't know how to do. But what I did know how to do was to find somebody who was experienced in that area and try to glean from their experience and then go from there. That's what I try to do. That's really what I try to do.
That's good. Yeah, you know, you know, me being where I'm at now, when I mentor people, I always reference this last presidential election. You know, no matter who you voted for, I should tell you that if you have goals or anything that you want to pursue, you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, Donald Trump had no idea or even no expectation of, you know, winning for presidency. You know what I'm saying? But he opened a lot of doors and paved a lot of ways for people to, you know, just be encouraged or inspired to take chances that they never think they can accomplish, you know. And the same way, you know, Hillary Clinton, a great woman, and I know she's paved a way for a lot of women to be able to be successful in business and in politics and in anything. And I think that's a great accomplishment. You know, I think the best thing that anyone can do is to shoot high, whether you can make it or not, whether you think you can do it or not, because even if you don't make it, you know what, you still shooting to the top, and you can, you know, leave your mark on society or the country or the world, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's one of the important things that, you know, people can take away from you and every other major entrepreneur or business owner out here. So, you know, what you're doing, I think, is wonderful. You know, especially like me being your son and seeing the whole process. or from what
put
I've
that
seen
in there
of
at the
process.
End.
Yeah, we got to say that to the end. I was wondering if he was going to say something.
Look, because I've been telling my friends, I'm like, hey, look, you know, this conversation is about to get down. I'm about to ask me questions. My dad's probably not even going to expect it, so just log in. So I can't let him down. I gotta let him know that I am your son. You know, so. but you know, I'm really proud of you, Dad. I'm really
Thank you, my son. Right. And I love my baby. That's my baby, y'all. That's daddy's baby right there. That's my baby. He's grown and all, but he's still my baby. He's an old man, but he's still my baby. That's daddy's baby.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to get out of here. we don't even worry about it, because we need to be out here and be successful for everyone else, you know?
Yeah. All right, son, thanks for calling
in. No problem.
Right,
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. So I think what we're going to do tonight is we're going to extend the show just a few minutes longer. I guess we have a few more callers on the line. I guess we'll take one more call. This has been a very exciting show tonight, so I'm really happy. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with one more caller, and I think we're going to see what happens next.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, Sharifa, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. This is a great night, a busy night. We got your son to call in. We done added a new acting tip on Thursday nights. We expanded. We extended the show a little bit. I think we have Jackie who's joining the conversation. Are you with us, Jackie?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jackie. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous, Jackie. How are you?
That's great. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, I tuned in for a while, and then I had to get off, and I called back in.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, what questions do you have for us tonight?
Well, doing some research on the company and on news, I noticed that there were some unfavorable reviews about you.
Sure.
Possibly being involved in a lawsuit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any company is going to be, you're going to get sued. I mean, you're not going to do business at this level without getting sued from time to time. So we get sued. We have lawyers to protect us. Our company, we have three lawyers. And you're going to end up in litigation from time to time. That's nothing abnormal. However, I think what you've read on the internet, that's something that's old. That case has totally been settled, and it is no more. We right now, we have no open lawsuits at all with anyone. So all that's been settled. So that's old stuff, you know, and, you know, you're going to get sued. Everybody gets sued. Walmart, JCPenney's, Tide, Procter & Gamble. And you have lawyers just to deal with those kinds of things. So, but what you're looking at is definitely old news. It has been settled, and that's it. You know, it's no big deal.
Okay. Another question I have is, are you able to disclose what the stock symbol will be?
We don't have a stock symbol yet. We're not going to get the stock symbol. We're not going to get the stock symbol until after we close the IPO, just slightly before we begin trading. That's when we're going to get the stock symbol.
Oh, okay. And will you be on the OTC or the New York or the NASDAQ?
Well, we're going to apply for the NASDAQ right after we close out the IPO, or slightly just before we close the IPO. We're going to apply to be on the NASDAQ. But we've already more than qualified to be on the QB. So no matter what, we will be trading, and it's just a matter of class and, you know, wherever we want to, where we end up, we don't know. But I certainly, my goal is to be on the NASDAQ, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my questions, and I wish the best for you, because if you make money, we make money.
Hey, all right. You're a shareholder already? Huh?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. Welcome to your company. I'm glad to talk to you. I'm certainly glad to talk to you. What city and state are you in?
I'm in California, Los Angeles.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, welcome. Welcome to your new company. We're happy to have you. And I certainly want to meet you at the shareholders meeting. Just say, hey, I'm Jackie. I was on the radio show with you. Just walk up and say that. And I'm going to remember
okay.
who you is.
I will be at the stockholders meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Definitely. Well, thank you. We want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. Tonight was such a special and fantastic show. I can't say enough. I want to thank all of our guests tonight for being a part of it. You guys have made this show super special. We're doing a lot of great things. We're going to pick up this conversation tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and I hope that you got a lot out of it. I want you to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Or you can call our offices at 310-419-5914. And we certainly look forward to doing great things and really doing some phenomenal stuff in the media company. And we thank all of our investors who have been investing in our company from all across the country, from all over America, and from Canada. And it's just been totally, completely awesome, totally awesome. And you're awesome, too. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night in the Punch Bowl.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.